For weeks, EU leaders have been mulling over how best to solve the energy crisis. Some member states have already announced plans to help their people. Now the European Commission has followed suit.
We are proposing a cap on the revenues of companies that produce electricity at low costs. These companies are making revenues they never accounted for, they never even dreamt of. And don't get me wrong, in our social market economy, profits are okay, they are good. But in these times, it is wrong to receive extraordinary record revenues and profits benefiting from war and on the back of our consumers. In these times, profits must be shared and channeled to those who need it most.
But capping the price of Russian gas is not part of this plan because EU leaders could not agree.
What they are proposing is a windfall tax on the electricity generators. Their aim is to raise around $140 billion and give it to the member states. Above all, they want everyone to consume as little energy as possible.
Because many EU leaders want to break their reliance on Russian fossil fuels.
We are worried about how to become independent from gas imports from Russia. They have determined the supply situation in Germany to a far too large extent in recent years and decades. And that's why it was necessary for us to ensure at the greatest possible speed that we become independent of them.
Part of the economy drive means people doing without things that aren't absolutely essential.
From the first day of autumn at 10 p.m., we will turn off the lights in public buildings. This will allow us to reduce the bill. The lighting of the Eiffel Tower will end at 11:45 p.m. when the tower closes. The end of the illumination will be timed to coincide with the public's visits, which will reduce energy consumption. Symbolically, it's important.
And yet, symbolism in September may not help keep people warm in winter. Right now, EU gas storage facilities are around 85% full, a figure some say will be enough for most countries to last to the end of the year. What they will do in January and February is not yet clear. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.